Thousands of men would be eligible to get out of the service in the summer of 1863, so replacements had to be found. The nine-month men who'd come in the preceding fall, for example, were going to be able to get out of service in the summer of 63. What resulted was the Enrollment Act of March 3, 1863. It made all males between the ages of 20 and 45 eligible for the draft. Now, the real goal of this legislation was not to reach down directly and pull men into the Army. The real goal was to encourage volunteering. The same had been true in the Confederacy. Let's encourage men to volunteer by threatening them with a draft rather than actually going out and pulling them into the Army. Before each of the Union draft calls, there was one in July of 63, and then three in 1864, in March, July, and December, the War Department assigned a target number of men to each congressional district, and the district was given 50 days to supply the requisite number of bodies to meet the quota before any men would actually be drafted. The states worked very hard to meet their quotas because they wanted to keep their populations happy. They didn't want actual drafting going on, so they worked to meet their quotas. They used bounties mainly, and this became, as I said earlier, a real problem. There was often a federal bounty, a state bounty, there might be a local bounty, and sometimes these bounties would amount to several hundred dollars. Bounty brokers went into business to find volunteers for the areas that were short of their quotas. The men for your quota didn't actually have to come from your area, they just had to be credited to your area. So if you're a county in Pennsylvania and you're not meeting your quota, you could take men from Ohio and count them against your quota as long as they're coming through your part of the picture. Bounty brokers would go out to find these men. Rich districts outbid poorer districts. They offered bigger bounties and got more men. A group called bounty jumpers came into existence, men who would enlist, take the bounty, and then desert, and then go enlist somewhere else and take the bounty and desert again. One man claimed to have done this 32 times before he was finally imprisoned. The bounties eventually reached as high as $1,000, and the North paid out more than $500 million in money inducing men to join. Now, there were other problems beyond bounties with the Northern draft. There were no occupational exemptions as there were in the Confederacy, but there was substitution, as there was in the South, and something called commutation. In the North, if you were drafted, you could pay what was called commutation money to be excused from that call, just that one call. $300, a flat $300 would keep you out. Or you could buy a substitute and be exempted from all of the draft calls. Poorer men didn't like this. The average working man's wage was about $600 a year. They didn't have $300. They couldn't pay a half a year's wages to get out of one draft call. Most of the substitutes who were purchased in the North were either teenagers or recent immigrants. There was such an outcry over commutation that in July of 64, the United States Congress abolished it, but substitution continued. Veteran volunteers bitterly resented a system that paid men a lot of money to come in and do their duty, duty that these men, the veterans, said they were doing out of sheer patriotism. As in the South, there was a lot of opposition to the draft in the North. Many men fled to Canada, scores of thousands perhaps. One estimate has put the number as high as 90,000 men who fled to Canada to avoid the draft. Many Democrats encouraged draft evasion. There were violent outbursts against the draft in many places in the North, the most famous being the New York City draft riots of July 1863. Mobs in New York, made up mainly of working men, many foreign laborers, rampaged for 3 days. More than 100 people were killed. The riots turned very ugly early on. They began to target black people especially. Many black men were hanged. Some were burned. A black orphanage was burned down, and the mob drove back the firefighters who tried to come and put out the fire. It was a very, very ugly scene in New York City when the first draft call went into effect. Only the arrival of troops from the Army of the Potomac, fresh from the battlefield of Gettysburg, finally brought order in the streets of New York City. One Northern newspaper, in reaction to the rioting, exclaimed in a headline, "Great God, what is this nation coming to?"